What's up, everybody? You could be listening or watching any show in the world right now, but I appreciate that you tuned in to the All Mikey One. Just to give you guys a heads up of what we're doing right now is I'm just interviewing different people during all of this quarantine that are having different types of that just have different types of lives, period. There are some people that are dealing with this who are out of work. There are some people who are dealing with this who are able to work from home. There are other people who are able to deal with this able to go to work because they're considered essential. And then, of course, there's the people with families that are at home and kids who are no longer in school. So I just want to talk to different people about this, because what that means is everybody can see everybody's different ways of dealing with this. So you don't have to feel so alone if somebody happens to be dealing with this in a way that you are. So again, thank you so much for listening, for watching, and check it out. Did you just puke on my screen? What the hell, man?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit of puke. Sorry, the lighting in my bedroom is not the greatest.
It's all right. It looks sexy. I'm drinking a Center Stage Amber Ale.
Well, aside from the Oberon that I had, I am currently drinking a lighthearted ale from Bell's.
Also not great.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah. I've always, like, I never was a Bell's. The things when Bell's got popular, I thought all fell off the map. I'll be very honest.
Yeah.
Two Hearted, I was just like, it used to be really good. Now it's just any normal IPA.
Yeah.
Well, nothing special to me, at least. And Oberon especially. I thought Oberon started off amazing. Like, when Oberon first came out, I was like, this beer is phenomenal. Mm. Now it's like, man, I could literally put orange juice in a Bud Light and I think I'm drinking Oberon.
Yeah. No, I get it, because I think I've been drinking craft beer for like 5 years now. And when I first tried Oberon, it has gotten a little more plain.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would say it doesn't have that, I don't know, bang when I first started drinking it. They still make some good stuff, though. They have like a barrel-aged expedition stout.
Yep. I love really Hopslam. I think Hopslam is
good. Oh, yeah.
Every time Hopslam comes out, I'm like, it's Official. I think Official is their best beer going around right now.
Yeah.
The Bell's Official is delicious.
Yep. It's really good.
And that's why I never talk shit about the brewery, but I talk shit about those two beers because they used to be so good. And then now it's just like, ugh, it just feels like it tastes like it's different. And it could be my own personal, you know, problem versus
Two Hearted has made it on a couple different top 100 lists from some pretty prestigious magazines as like the best beer in America in like blind taste tests, and I'm like, all right,
how blind are you?
Right.
did they lose their all this other stuff too? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So folks, obviously, if you're tuning in already, you see Nick and I, we're good friends. We're talking, having fun, just bullshitting about beer and everything. But this is a completely different situation for everyone, for anyone. The simple fact of the matter is we are living in times that are completely different. Governments have shut down. People have put stay-at-home orders. Us here in Michigan, Nick is from Michigan as well. We literally just got extended to April 30th today. Our phones and watches and devices all went off, scaring the absolute hell out of everyone. Completely messed up. A jerk session for me. I was really bummed out. But bottom line is that we are sitting here and trying to cope with, I guess, what everyone's calling the new normal. So Nick is a father of three, one of whom lives at home. He also is married to his wife, Tracy, and her mother lived with them. And she is one of the people that the government, the CDC, any doctor who's talking about this are considered in that dangerous range. Like, if they catch this, it is probably going to be a really bad time for them. I know that when I had it, the coronavirus, and I dealt with it, I know how difficult it was for me. Nick, do you know anyone besides me that has had any of these symptoms or has been tested for the COVID-19 coronavirus and has come back positive? Again, besides me.
Other than you, no. I know one or two people that have allegedly been, I won't even say diagnosed. Their doctor said, oh, there's a good possibility that you have it. You should probably quarantine yourself. But other than you being the main one, no, not at all.
Well, that's good. Honestly, it's really good, because the bottom line is there. I know a couple of different people who have had at least a handful now. And again, two people, myself included, had much harsher symptoms than other people. So obviously, you know, we do a wrestling podcast together, and the Sunday when I realized I had it, I was like, I woke up with the fever and everything. I was like, I don't really have too much of a cough, but I'm not going to go in just because I have, you know, the fever. And so I sent a message and I was like, hey guys, not coming in tonight. I have a fever. But I will be calling in to still be a part of the show. And then you had said that, you and your family were discussing how important it was for you to go to the show because of your mother-in-law. Now, that's a completely different situation. So tell us what makes her more susceptible to everything with this? Just the age or like previous health conditions?
Well, real quick, before I go into that, my coworker, I don't know this person personally, a coworker of mine, his oldest child's biological father passed away last week from COVID-19. Yeah. And he lives in New York, I believe.
Okay.
So not somebody personally I know, but.
But still, so you've been around the ring of people passing away.
Yeah. The Kevin Bacon rule, if you will.
Yeah.
With my mother-in-law, she, you know, she's in her mid late 50s. She has some comorbidities that would put her at a higher risk. She does have COPD. She has some diabetic issues that she's concerned with. You know, so there's some underlying health issues that would definitely put her in the higher risk category. You know, if she were to get the COVID.
The Rona. that's what we call it now that we've had it. We're allowed to call it the Rona. We can mock it.
Get the Rona.
So then I guess the next question is, because of all of her susceptibility and things of being a higher risk, how are you guys handling grocery shopping or doing any type of essential leaving the house and things like that?
So for grocery shopping, we're actually fortunate enough. We have a little market by our house, Village Market. It's less than a 1 minute drive, and it's usually pretty quiet in there. So if we need a couple of smaller things here and there, like maybe we needed milk or, you know, a loaf of bread, whatever, they've been pretty well stocked, and we can get in there and get out within 5 minutes and not have it be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Kroger, like our main Kroger, that's about 2 miles from here that we've gone to maybe twice since all this happened. And we just try and pull, you know, get in and get out. We've gone later in the day when it really hasn't been very busy. So, you know, we're just, and I'm not going to lie, we haven't really been that careful. We're not going in there with masks and gloves, and I mean, we are taking the proper precautions when we get home, you know, washing our hands, we leave our shoes at the door, we, you know, usually change our clothes and try and, you know, as far as that part of the sanitary, sanitary awareness goes, we're taking those steps, but so far so good. I mean, could we have been more careful? Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I guess maybe we have some form of a blinder up when it comes to it. So.
Well, at the same time, though, I'm one of the people, even though I've had it and everything, I truly believe that there's overbearing type of fear that seems to be coming out. Like, it's like, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. And it's like, no, just take proper steps to be sanitary and healthy, you know, and that's exactly what you're doing. You know, obviously, if you're coming home, I know the Kroger by my house, I can go up with to get a basket, and they're like, hey, do you want me to spray that down for you? Or they got people, they already have baskets sprayed down, you know, and sanitized. So it's not like you're touching, your hands aren't going where other people's hands have been left with germs and everything like that. So it's not, I don't want to say like, it's like you're, I think you're just taking proper steps rather than these, some of these people who are going a little bit too far. You know, and I think that's just as bad as not going far at all, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, we obviously haven't been taking my daughter out anywhere, really. She's, I mean, man, it's been just about 30 days that she's been in the house, other than like going outside to play. Mm-hmm. And she's been out of the house twice, once to go get pizza, and she stayed in the car. And the other time, today, we actually went and got White Castle. Nice. And, you know, we sat in the drive-thru for a good 4.5 hours at this White Castle because they're slow as fuck. So that's really the only time she's gone out. And today she wanted to wear a mask in the car because a family member made some homemade masks. And my mother brought them to us last week and had some like kids designs. She just wanted to wear a mask. I'm like, Callie, you don't have to wear a mask. We're going to be in the car. She wanted to anyway. So, you know, whatever.
Hey, man. Yeah. Let the kids have fun right now. So how are you guys going about, like you said, she's been out of school for 30 days. Like we got that, it definitely happened. So March 16th, I believe, was the first day that the kids, no, it wasn't, because I got out of work and I think it was later in the week, if I'm not mistaken.
For us, her first day off was March 13th. Okay. We got the phone call, man, it was like 11:30 at night on the 12th. So she had that day off, and then they were just going to roll the entire time off into her spring break, which inevitably turned into the rest of the school year. So,
yes. Okay. So that's what it was. Yeah. The Thursday before my last day of work, we got, all these schools are starting the 16th, but my daughter as well, Michaela, got, the 14th off, which is the Friday, no, Friday the 13th. Yeah. 13th off. So what have you guys been doing, like, as far as education or, types of learning programs, like, just so it's not like she's going into, how old is she?
She'll be 8 in May.
Seven. And so next year she'll be in what grade?
Third.
Third. So what is she doing? What are you guys doing and stuff to have her finish up some of the back end stuff, so it's not like she's going into the third grade a little bit behind?
Well, that first week they were still trying to get some things organized to determine what they were going to do. Fortunately, we have the option, the luxury, I guess you would call it, that she has a Chromebook that the school has distributed to all the grades. So she got to take that home, and they've been able to go on an app called Seesaw, and her teacher goes in usually every day and throws a couple of assignments on there, just real quick, simple things, mostly math. Maybe there's some reading materials that she's put on there. Nothing like too drastic, just to kind of keep her busy for an hour or so every day, keep her brain moving. So things like that. And I think now that the school year has been officially canceled for the rest of the year, I think we'll start to see more and more things like that, for the rest of the year, but nothing too crazy.
All right.
One thing I do like, though, is that, cause I really liked her teacher this year, and she's had the option to go into, they do like these weekly meetings through Google Hangouts. And they've been able to go in and they can talk to their classmates and talk to a bunch of them and talk to her teacher. And tomorrow, I guess she's using Zoom just like we are today. So.
Oh, awesome. She seems really excited about that.
Yeah.
So I guess my next question is, so you and Tracy are still some of the few people that are able to work from home. Not like one of the essential workers where it's like you have to go into work, but you're able to work from home. How has been working from home been for you and for Tracy?
So far, come on, put your hand down. This little one, it's been, with her, it's been a little bit of a handful, but so far, so good. Yeah, we are the company. We actually both work for the same company, and we just work in two different departments. So our company manages durable medical equipment benefits for like Blue Care Network, Blue Cross Blue Shield. There's a couple of East Coast insurances, one in Wisconsin. So she does a lot of the member benefit part, and I do the contracting part. So she's on the phone all day and just constantly hammering down, whereas I'm just kind of sitting in front of the computer and responding to emails and taking care of some of the back end things. I'm not really on the phone very much, so my day isn't quite as busy as hers. So, there's a lot of times when, you know, if Callie needs something, she wants lunch or, you know, whatever, she needs a snack or help doing something, I've got no problem, you know, kind of putting my work aside just for a minute or two, taking care of whatever she needs. And, you know, while Tracy, you know, keeps things going. So, but it hasn't been bad. I've enjoyed it. I don't think I could do it permanently though. I want to, I like the social interaction. We work with a lot of really cool people. So I would still want to go to the office one or two days a week just to kind of get out of the house and get there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but it's been kind of a blessing in disguise too. We're not spending as much money and yeah. You know, not really is there any gas. So,
you know, that's one of the things I was actually, yesterday was one of the beautiful days in Michigan that are going to come around once every 3 weeks right now. And I was able to walk around and I was having a conversation with my friend. It was like, that was a thing. It's like, you get these unemployment checks, right? Cause I got my first unemployment check last week and I'm like, man, how am I going to survive off of this? This unemployment check is like nothing. It's like,
sure.
It's compared to what I made at work. It's 2 days of work for me that I get in a 2 week unemployment check. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's again, but that's, we're also talking 30 hours of work because one of those, you know, those 2 days are real long, about 27 hours of work because one's a 15 hour day. Another one's a 12 hour day. So right. It's, but it's still, that's part-time job, right? That's part-time job in 2 days of work for me, but I make more in those 2 days than I got in this 2 week check.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy hell, how am I supposed to survive on this? Well, like you said, no one's going out right now, you know? So it's not like I'm going out blowing all kinds of money. I think I've done fast food twice in these mm-hmm. couple of weeks. One was a Wendy's breakfast. And another one was the kid on the second day of WrestleMania wanted McDonald's, you know? Yeah. So that's really it. So it's not like, you know, we're spending as much either. And especially with everything dropping right now, prices all, and that's what's really crazy to me about all this is like, everyone's like, oh, we have to do this. We have to do this. Well, now during this pandemic, all of a sudden I can go to the BJ's, which is like a Costco or a Sam's Club, and I'm getting gas for 95 cents.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to all these, if I wanted to do all these delivery, like that McDonald's was free delivery for me because I spent $12 or more, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like all of these things that everyone's like, oh my God, you need to do, like even for you in your situation, you have to be in the office. We need you all the time. It's like, yeah. We need you 40 hours a week. And it's like, but you're doing your 40 hours a week at home. Sure. You'd like to go to the office a couple of days a week, but I'm not essential to pull me out of my house and make it more difficult for me to be a parent, for me to be a, you know, a good spouse and stuff, because it's been built up for so long that if you take time off from work or if you take time away from work to do more of this house stuff, you kind of lose a standing with management and everything like that. But you're getting to now be home and do all of the stuff that needs to be done and still be, like you said, I could take a couple minutes, get my daughter a snack. I could take a couple minutes, handle something for her, you know, and it's still, you're still being a good parent and at the same time, a great employee. And that's really what you want to be, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely been different. But yeah, I mean, it's, you can kind of get the sense that, you know, she's getting a little stir crazy, as you can see in the background behind me. But yeah, it's, I think a lot of the people that I work with, it's nice every, I don't know, once, maybe twice a week, the president of our company will send out an email to everybody, just kind of checking in, seeing what they're doing, seeing how they're enjoying working from home, because this is something new for us. We offer working from home, but for like, I don't know, less than five people because they have some extenuating circumstances and they've been able to work from home. But now it's, I mean, 99% of the company.
Right.
So, you know, our president will check in, see what's up with everybody. And, you know, that part of it's been pretty nice. And you can hear these stories from, you know, fellow coworkers that you don't really know outside of the office, see how it's working from them and how, you know, there's some of us that have two, three kids that are in the house that, you know, their spouse is an essential employee. They have to leave and they have to go do stuff. So it's been interesting to say the least from the work aspect. No.
Whatever she asked, no, that's not happening. So I guess my final question for you then is, obviously everyone's situation is different, but speaking to those who, might have a situation similar to yours, home with a family, kid, you know, somebody who needs, who is a high risk being a part of the household. Just give some final words and things to people who are watching or listening to this, and to let them know how, you know, you feel that they should not, they should just let them, you know how you, how it is.
I think for me, the main takeaway is there's so much information out there at any given point in time in this day and age, whether it's today or 4 months ago, there's an information overload. So you have Facebook, anything on social media, all these type of different media outlets and news outlets and the radio and TV, and, you know, make your own decisions based on what you feel is right for you. If, like I said, we've gone to the grocery store and to a couple different, gotten fast food here and there. We're not wearing gloves. We're not wearing face masks. Is that the right decision for you? Maybe, maybe not. Do whatever you feel is comfortable. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to wear gloves, wear gloves. Dispose of these items properly. Take the proper precautions as far as that's concerned. Don't throw your fucking gloves on the ground. Jesus. I can't even count how many gloves. But aside from that, I would say try not to buy into so many different. I mean, if you're getting your information from 10 different sources, you got to make the best informed decision for what's good for you personally, not based on what everybody else is doing. And to, you know, try and keep your cool, stay home. I mean, this isn't a joke right now. And some people believe it, some people don't. The bottom line is just stay home, deal with it. Let's move past it. Stop being pricks on social media about, about anything related to politics, and let's just stick together as a human race, no matter what race you are, humans, period. That's right. All, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Nick, thank you so much, man, for having a conversation with me. Callie, thank you so much for being a part of this. It was nice having you on as well.
Thank you. Like you said, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, guys, have a good night. Nick, again, thank you so much for being the first guest on this. I'll be very honest, man, as it currently stands, I think I'm just gonna run with a name that I've had for other things and everything like that. So anyone who's watching this is the first ever interview. Irons will be coming in to take care of any of the small wrinkles and things like that. But again, Nick, thank you so much for being a part of this, brother.
No problem, brother.
All right, everybody, that was it, man, basically. As you guys heard, you know, in Nick's situation, him and his wife, his daughter, and his mother-in-law all live in under one roof. His mother-in-law definitely susceptible, more high risk than a lot of people in the world. And that's why they're taking some precautions and everything when they go out. But they're not going too far overboard. It's not like there's, you know, this, no extreme measures, as it will. But that's for them. And hopefully their story is something that is good for you to listen to understand that we're all in this together. You're not alone, definitely. So just take your time, man, you know, enjoy the ride. It sucks that we're all stuck at home and everything like that, but you know, the better we take care of ourselves right now, the better it is for the future, especially as highly contagious as this disease is. Tune in for the next one, hopefully within the next couple of days. Appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate you guys watching, and I'm out.